This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Prank or precursor? Central Command sees a warning shot in cyberspace.
No classified information, no Department of Defense networks, no Central Command networks were compromised in any way. It's inconvenient. It's an annoyance. We'd prefer it not happen. But in no way were any operations or any information put at any type of risk.
Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren may have told the Associated Press that yesterday's 30-minute hack into CENTCOM's social media accounts was a non-story. But Pentagon cybersecurity isn't a non-issue. Spy authority James Bamford is the author of The Shadow Factory, the NSA from 9/11 to the eavesdropping on America. He says unsophisticated intrusions can get outsized attention.
Well, they would have had to get a hold of a password somehow to get into the account. Could have done that using social media themselves by putting some kind of a email on their account and somehow gotten them to give them whatever they needed to get in. So somehow they did get in, which was a breach. However, it wasn't, again, it wasn't a breach into the inner workings of the Pentagon. It was the social media. So there wasn't anything classified, no classified documents or anything that were taken.
How do you categorize these so-called hacks? It sounds like there's one domain that is purely, in the order of prank or basically being able to make threats that are widely distributed because of, Facebook being able to go everywhere and people paying attention to that. Then you've got the acquisition of classified documents, which would be of the Snowden variety. And then you've got a hack that would actually allow a group access to weapon systems or control systems or monitoring systems. How different are those?
Well, they're very different. Some are for more considered more like vandalism, and that's what this would come into, more like vandalism than actual damage. There have been other more serious breaches, but they're more nation state breaches, breaches that might come from China, for example, or as the White House has claimed that the breach at the Sony came from North Korea, which are more sophisticated because they're able to get into more information. They're actually able to erase hard drives and things like that. This one here is more is sort of a showy hack where they get in and say we're ISIS and here's what we were able to do and that kind of thing. There's a lot of people think ISIS may have nothing to do with this, and that's one of the problems when you have these kind of hacks is that it takes a long time to really determine where it came from, and sometimes you're never able to determine where it came from because hackers use hosts from a lot of different places, and you have to trace back where this came from, and sometimes it's very, very difficult.
Do any security sources that you've encountered believe that ISIS or Al-Qaeda or any of these Middle East groups have the capability to do something besides this kind of prank?
I think some of them think that there is the potential that they can, but they've never showed that potential. It's kind of interesting that none of the, despite all the violent attacks that have taken place, that there hasn't been any real sophisticated sort of Sony-style hack that has come from one of these terrorist groups.
Which may give us at least occasion to feel hopeful about our defenses, at least in that part of the security apparatus. James Bamford, thanks so much.
My pleasure, John.
James Bamford is one of the leading authorities on U.S. intelligence agencies and security, the author of The Shadow Factory, the NSA from 9/11 to the eavesdropping on America.
Support for The Takeaway comes from TIAA CREF, a financial services company helping to create financial outcomes that matter. Learn more at TIAA.org.